Well, there's the title track to the album The Hollow Crown from Cosby Gibson, and I've got Cosby on the phone right now. Hi, Cosby, how are you?
Hey, Chris, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Cosby, I love this album. Tell me about sort of the overarching theme behind this record.
Well, the title, of course, is The Hollow Crown. A hollow crown is anything that you might be chasing that is empty or hollow. But mostly the album is about remembering things, because when we remember good things, we can feel safe and have a true foundation to stand on. And even if you remember the bad things, that's a good chance to untangle them. Should also say that if you do follow the hollow crown, you're bound to fall. You're bound to crash, because it's fake. And nobody likes a boastful, like you get on stage and you're all egotistical and boastful. Nobody likes that. The only person who likes it is the person who's being boastful. You know, they think they feel good, but it's a way good way to ruin yourself.
How do these songs come about for you? These aren't necessarily just stories about you and your life and stuff. These seem like they have bigger, more abstract thoughts.
I think most artists will have to, it will be somewhat autobiographical because it is coming from the artist. Most of the songs when I sit down are either coming from the chords that I hear on my guitar or just something that I've been thinking about. I think in my profession, people get sucked into literally chasing a hollow crown. And they can leave behind things that are actually really important, like, you know, their loved ones or togetherness or their community. I can sense that as I move along. So that might have been on my mind.
That's the wonderful thing about you, Cosby, is you're extraordinarily observant about things going on around you. I sometimes am very oblivious, so I appreciate that you're doing that.
thank you.
You have some really cool news. How did you find out you're up for potentially getting onto the Grammy ballot? You're on the running right now for round one, right?
Yes. Actually, they sent an email. I was very direct. It was an email that said, congratulations, you're on the ballot.
Wow.
And the way that a voting member submits a musical work that they believe in, they also would submit or recommend music professionals like a producer or something else, because there are categories for producing albums. It's actually a very long, drawn out process. If you want to start with just writing the songs and then recording them and putting it together, and then there are a lot of rules that the Grammys require in terms of the length of the album and the types of songs. And it's interesting, though.
We're talking with Cosby Gibson. Cosby's record, The Hollow Crown, is in round one for the Grammy consideration. And to get on the final ballot, right, you have to go through this round and get enough votes, right?
Yes. Yes. The second round from the ballot, a voter would choose five people or works that they think should be nominated. So let's say there's 500 people in the category, let's say, for example, folk album category, then you would choose five people. My duo partner and life partner, Tom Staudel, and I were figuring out it's a 20% chance of being nominated and then a 20% chance of winning.
For you, Cosby, getting this recognition, what does that mean for you?
Awards, awards are so inspiring and really appreciated, but I always remember that the audience is most important. I think that because of the shared experience of the performances and the albums, it feels like we grow in unison. So I'm hoping that if the award brings listeners closer into that world and into the work, I think that's a really good thing. Basically, my artistic goal for my work is to be highly enjoyable and valuable for listeners, and to give me an opportunity to bring it to everyone.
And maybe potentially even help you find some new people to hear about you.
Oh, yes. And I love creating the atmosphere in the room when I'm performing. And the more people, the better.
We're talking with Cosby Gibson, the album The Hollow Crown. She's getting some Grammy attention right now for this record. It's a wonderful record. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend you check it out. Cosby, you always seem like you're working on something. What are you doing right now, besides talking to me?
Well, right now I'm focusing on advancing my old-time fiddle skills and repertoire. It's something that I've always loved, is old-time fiddle. We'll see where that could fit in, possibly. I do plan on creating an album again in the future. It's rare that I'm concerned about the arrival of creativity. I'm really not worried that more creativity will come. My philosophy is that creativity will arrive when it's ready and as it develops in your mind. So I would say that I'm just sort of, I guess I'm learning about old time fiddle, and when the next album comes, it will be really great.
Whenever that is. Well, we're looking forward to that as well. Thank you so much for making the Hollow Crown for us, Cosby. It's wonderful.
Thank you. If people like, they can listen to it on the Bandcamp website. They can sample it there. It's CosbyGibson.bandcamp.com, and it talks more about the album, and it you can also download it from there, too.
That's fantastic. Cosby, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Chris, for everything you do.